trees provide lots of benefits to us and our environment, from capturing carbon to fueling ecosystems. Earlier this week, we heard about what's happening in the city of Milwaukee to protect our trees. Now, WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz takes a look at initiatives in Walworth County and Waukesha that aim to cultivate healthy and productive canopies.
I'm walking in a still wintry landscape in Walworth County.
Yeah, okay. So I think we'll take us through this little trail here, and we're actually
going to
go
Kiera Thays with Geneva Lake Conservancy, which is on a mission to reestablish oak trees in the region. Before European settlers cleared and farmed the land here, oaks defined Walworth County's landscape.
So it's approximated, I believe, only 17% of our pre-settlement oaks actually still remain within Walworth County.
This parcel, where we're walking now, features a dazzling kettle pond surrounded by oak forest and savanna, but looks can be deceiving. We walk past huge mounds of buckthorn and honeysuckle, which were recently removed by volunteers. This land is thick with the stuff, and that's hard on oak trees.
Our oaks, they require a lot of light reaching the forest floor to develop and be competitive compared to other tree species.
That's Jordan Winkenbach with American Bird Conservancy, or ABC, which is working with Geneva Lake Conservancy to protect oak trees in Walworth County.
This is the case not just here in Walworth County, that we have these magnificent large diameter old oak trees, but looking in the understory, we don't see a lot of young oaks developing.
ABC developed a management plan to eradicate the invasive plants that threaten oak trees. Winkenbach says it's worth the effort.
They're widely considered keystone species. They support the rest, the foundation of the ecosystems that they comprise. So not only are they the structural element in oak-dominated ecosystems, but they are disproportionately valuable to a long list of wildlife species, including many bird species.
Kiera Thays with Geneva Lake Conservancy peers up at a magnificent white oak. She hopes the landscape she helps steward will benefit future generations and future ecosystems.
We'll kind of pick and choose other less desirable trees to clear out, and then we'll go ahead and add in the oak saplings, and hopefully they'll thrive in their new environment. We could, 200 years from now, have some new ones that look the same.
About 30 minutes drive northeast in the town of Waukesha, Paul Muir is hoping to use trees to make farmland more environmentally friendly. Muir is the land protection manager with Tall Pines Conservancy. We're looking at a farm field near the Fox River.
We planted over 2,400 individual tree plantings, mainly focusing on elderberry and aronia.
Aronia is black chokecherry, and actually both of these species are shrubs, not trees, but they are perennial. That means their roots will help reduce runoff that would otherwise impact the stream below. In a few years' time, the established elderberry and aronia will bear harvestable fruit. Early next fall, Muir will be adding trees to the mix. American plum, chestnut,
and one that I'm most excited about is actually pawpaw. So pawpaw is a native fruit. Technically, we're slightly north of its native range, but because of the change in climate hardiness zones, I guess there's a silver lining to that in that pawpaw might actually become a viable crop here.
Muir is out to demonstrate that folding shrubs and trees into an agricultural operation is not just productive, but it's literally good for the earth.
Creating pathways with the roots to allow for water to actually infiltrate into the ground instead of running off. So we're building soil with the cover crops and the trees.
These 240 acres belong to a family that donated them to Tall Pines Conservancy. Muir says he's carrying out the donor's vision.
So when she donated the farm to Tall Pines, she wanted to see agroforestry be a component of that. And thinking about this as a demonstration site for other conservation practices.
Muir hopes to show this model can be a part of a climate solution. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.